and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am finally home from my surgery. I left at 12:15. I was supposed to be there at 12:45. And I really don't remember what time the surgery was, but it was an hour and a half. Basically, my foot was broken. Excuse me while I feed my face and talk with my mouth full, because I'm eating my favorite meal, Uncle Nick's. I ordered Italian beef, deep fried mushrooms, French fries, and oh my God, it just tastes heavenly. Since I haven't eaten in damn near 24 hours. It'll be 24 hours, 8 o'clock. The last thing I had anything to drink that was other than water was this morning at 7:30. And everything else was, you know, just swishing water around in my mouth. But what the doctor said was basically the part of the bone did what it did on my other foot, and it broke. And it fell down in between the joint and wore a hole through my cartilage. And then he did surgery on the outside of my foot, and my toe is pinned outward. And I don't remember my foot hurting this bad, but monkey balls, this really hurts. It hurts, yeah, really bad. And when I'm starting to wake up now, but when I was there, I was having a hell of a time waking up. And then I was getting nauseous, and the anesthesiologist had to come and give me something because I started like dry heaving, and I was sweating. I was so hot. I can't. The only time I'm supposed to be up on my foot is to go to the bathroom. So I'll be stuck in the recliner for the next 72 hours. I don't go back until like the 21st of May. And you know, I didn't tell anybody, but of course my invisible friends, like Simon said, my e-friends, people on my Facebook page, but I didn't actually go into any detail. And my family doesn't. I mean, my mother and my 3 kids know that I was having surgery. I love my man child. I love my man child because this, my beloved took pictures of me. I took my tongue ring out and I did my little, you know, rock and roll devil horns symbol and stuck my tongue out. And he sent it to the man child. And within, I think, 30 seconds, my man child called to tell me he loved me and wish me well, and talked to him for a little bit, and then had to go because, you know, the nurses kept coming in, the doctor kept coming in. Well, I think that's it. I won't be driving for a month or more. He said, depending it, he said that I have to go back in and talk to him and find out, because this was a little more than what was anticipated or planned out, you know, cause, basically I have the cartilage is screwed up, and, he said it was really bad, and that the little fragments of bone had, you know, dropped down in there. And that's the other time on my other foot, when I broke it and the fragments fell down. It didn't actually tear a hole in it, but I couldn't flex my foot. Oh, and I have exercises to do. Oh my gosh, I'm doing them now and they just hurt. Oh, shoot. Oh, it hurts like right, would be like the second to the last toe. And I'm trying to think. I took two Norcos. So I'll probably be asleep in, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. But not until I enjoy my greasy food. Oh. Mm. You learn to appreciate food, don't you? But anyway, that's it. Oh my God. It definitely hurts. And when I do walk, I walk kind of sideways, you know, with like my right foot out and on my heel. So anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And I will probably talk to you later. Ooh, maybe I'll be asleep before 10 minutes. Wouldn't it be terrible if I pass out my ketchup and my ranch sauce? No, I gotta eat. It's so good. Later, news people.